Atzeri system, 10 standard years after the Yuuzhan-Vong War. Slave 1 in pursuit of prisoner Habuk. Boba Fett's private record.
Whatever he's paying you, Fett, I'll double it!
Says the voice on the comlink. They say that a lot. They just don't understand the nature of a contract. This time, it's an Atzeri glitterstim dealer called Habuk, who's overstepped the mark with the Traders Coalition to the tune of 400,000 credits.
A contract's a contract, I tell him.
Slave One is close enough on his tail to give me a visual on him. I swear he's flying an old Z95 headhunter. No hyperdrive, or he'd have jumped for it by now. And no wonder he's surprised. An old fire spray like Slave One shouldn't be able to catch him on sublight drive alone. But I've fitted a few more, extras recently. The only completely original part of Slave One now is the seat I'm in.
My laser cannon's armed!
Says her book, breathless.
Good for you. The galaxy's a dangerous place.
The headhunter executes a neat turn to port with its aft maneuvering jets, and Slave's laser locks onto the headhunter's drive signature, matching its turns and loops with no need for guidance from me. His engine flares in a ball of white light. The fighter begins an uncontrolled roll, and I have to gun it to get the tractor beam locked on and haul her book in. The grapple arms make a satisfying ka-chunk against the headhunter's airframe as I secure the fighter against the casing above Slave's torpedo launcher. Her book is making the noises of panic and pleading that I hardly notice these days. Some prisoners are defiant, but most give in to fear. He makes me offers all the way back to Atzeri, promising anything to survive.
I can pay you millions!
The contract is to deliver him alive. It's very specific.
And my stock holdings in Kuat Drive Yards!
I think it's the silent routine that gets to them in the end.
Fett, I have a beautiful daughter!
He shouldn't have said that. Now I'm angry. I don't often get angry.
Never use your kids, scumbag. Never.
Landing on Atzeri is a little tricky when you're hauling a crippled fighter on your upper works. I set Slave One down on the landing strip, lowering gently on the thrusters, feeling the aft section vibrating under the load. And I have an audience. The Coalition wants to show they can afford to hire the best to hunt down anyone who crosses them. I oblige. A bit of theater, a little public relations. Like Mandalorian armor, it makes the point without a shot needing to be fired. I walk along Slave One's casing to clamber up onto the headhunter's fuselage and crack open its canopy seal with a laser housed in my wrist gauntlet. So I hit her book harder than I need to and haul him out of the cockpit to rappel down 10 meters to the ground on the lanyard with him. It hurts deep in my stomach. I don't let anyone see that. Then I deposit the prisoner on the landing strip in front of the men he owes 400,000 credits. He makes the point. I like making points. Presentation is half the battle.
Want to keep the starfighter too?
Asked my customer.
Not my taste.
The spaceport utility loader comes to remove it from Slave One. I hold out my palm. I want the rest of my fee. He hands me the outstanding 250,000 creds on a verified chip.
Why do you still do this, Fett?
Because people still ask me.
It's a good question. I ponder it while I sit back in the cockpit and catch up with the financial headlines on the HoloNet news as Slave One heads for Kamino on autopilot. My doctor is meeting me there. He doesn't like the long journey, but I don't pay him to be happy. Now I find I'm thinking of a daughter, Aelin, who I haven't seen in 50 years, wondering if she's still alive. You see, I'm ill. I think I'm dying. If I am, then there are things I've got to do. One of them is to find out what happened to Aelin. Another is to decide who's going to be Mandalore when I'm gone. And the third, of course, is to cheat death. I've had a lot of practice at that.